Now, I am aware that I played a version of this next song a couple of weeks ago. That version was by Big Ivan, but I came across this great version of the song, The Green Glens of Antrim. Antrim, way up in Northern Ireland there. And this is sung for us here by Paddy Riley. Now, we're all familiar with Paddy and his Fields of Athenry. Well, he's leaving Athenry behind him now and telling us all about the beauties of the Green Glens of Antrim.
Far across yonder blue lies a true fairy land, with the sea rippling over the shingle sand, where the gay honeysuckle is luring the bee. And the green glens of Antrim are calling to me. Sure, if only you knew how the land of the moon turns a blue Irish bay to a silver lagoon, you'd imagine of heaven it could be, where the green glens of Antrim are calling to me. Soon I hope to return to my own cushioned all. 'Tis the one place for me that can outshine them all. Sure, I know every stone, I recall every tree, where the green glens of Antrim are calling to me. But I'd be where the people are simple and kind, and among them the one who's been in my mind. Sure, I'd pray that the world would in peace let me be, where the green glens of Antrim are heaven to me.
Paddy Riley and the Green Glens of Antrim. There was a lovely arrangement with the orchestration of that. Was nice. Well, I thought so anyway. Once again, friends, we now come to one of those lovely old Irish-American songs. This one, I'd say, goes back to certainly the late 40s, early 50s. And it was sent to me during the week by a listener who listens to Sounds Irish in the United States. And she said, I'm sending you this attachment that you might be able to play it on your Sounds Irish programme. My sister used to sing this song, actually. It's Joni James with the Flowing Strings. And did your mother come from Ireland?
There's something in you Irish. Will you tell me where you get those Irish eyes? And before touch of brogue you can't disguise. Oh, I wouldn't be romancing, I can almost see you dancing while the Kerry Pipers play. Sure, and maybe we'll be sharing in the shamrock you'll be wearing on the next St. Patrick's Day. Did your mother come from Ireland? 'Cause there's something in you Irish, and that bit of Irish steals my heart away. Did your mother come from Ireland? 'Cause there's something in you Irish, and that bit of Irish steals my heart away.
Well, you can't say we're not mixing the program this week. That was Joni James. And did your mother come from Ireland? A few moments ago, we were up in the green glens of Antrim with Paddy Riley. We're now moving over to the west of Ireland, and we're having yet another of these show bands that we were speaking of earlier on. I don't think I've played this particular show band on the programme before. The Indians, they were called. They were a very, very popular group. They're singing for us the praises of the lovely Rose of Clare.
Thank you.
You're the sweetest girl I know. You're the queen of all the roses and the pretty flowers that grow. You are the sunshine of my life, so beautiful and fair. And I will always love you, my lovely Rose of Clare. The sun shone out like a jewel on the lovely hills of Clare. As I stroll along with my sweet lass one evening at the fair, her eyes they shone like a silver stream with her long blonde golden hair. And I won the heart of my sweet lass, my lovely Rose of Clare. Oh, my lovely Rose of Clare, you're the sweetest girl I know. You're the queen of all the roses and the pretty flowers that grow. You are the sunshine of my life, so beautiful and listen to the nightingale sing songs for you and I. And now to say goodbye, farewell. to all you people there, for I have stole the heart of one, my lovely Rose of Clare. Oh, my lovely Rose of Clare, you're the sweetest girl I know, you're the queen of all the roses and the pretty flowers that grow. You are the sunshine of my life, so beautiful and fair, and I will always love you, my lovely Rose of Clare. Yes, I will always love you, my lovely Rose of Clare.
A flashback to the past, and the Indians show band, and my lovely Rose of Clare. A few moments ago, we played you a track from Dolores Keane, A Storm in My Heart. I want to play for you now a track by her brother, Sean. This is a wonderful track, has wonderful atmosphere. It's called The Man from Connemara. Now, Connemara, we've just left Clare, but Connemara is in County Galway. Beautiful country, a rather stony country, but some wonderful forests, beaches, lakes, has everything going for it. And everybody who comes to Ireland at least should spend a little time in Connemara. And here's Sean telling us about the man from Connemara. He stands out in a crowd. He's very special. This is a wonderful arrangement. Haunting.
Stones, the ocean tumbled in his bones. His heart was tempered by his throne, the man from Connemara. He always stood out from the crowd, this noble horse, both strong and proud. He liked to speak his thoughts out loud, the man from Connemara. When he was young, he took a mind to leave his native home behind. Meet any challenge he would find, the man from Connemara. He made his way across the sea, started his own family. He never lost his dignity, man from Connemara. He spent his youth among the stones, the ocean tumbled in his bones. His heart was tempered by his throne, the man from Connemara. Carved his place in foreign lands, and forged a new life with his hands. And by his word he'd always stand, the man from Connemara. His life was written in his songs, his melodies were old and strong. They teach you hardening God long, the man from Connemara. He spent his youth among the stones, the ocean tumbled in his bones. His heart was tempered by its throne, the man from Connemara.
of the old rustic bridge that bends o'er a murmuring stream. Was there Maggie dear, with her heart full of cheer, we strayed neath the moon's gentle beam. Was there I first met you, the light in your eyes, I woke in my heart a sweet thrill. For now far away, still my thoughts fondly stray to the old rustic bridge by the mill. Beneath it a stream gently rippled, around it the birds love to trip. Though now far away, still my thoughts fondly stray to the old rustic bridge by the mill. Keep in my memory our love of the past. With me, 'tis as bright as of old. For deep in my heart, it was planted to last. In absence, it never grows cold. I think of you, darling, when lonely at night, and when all is peaceful and still. My mind wanders back in a dream of delight to the old rustic bridge by the mill. Beneath it a stream gently rippled, around it the birds love to trip. Though now far away, still my thoughts fondly stray to the old rustic bridge by the mill.
The distinctive sound of the late Big Tom McBride and his version of a song, The Old Rustic Bridge by the Mill, which isn't an Irish song, but as I say so often, they don't come more Irish than Big Tom McBride. Now, here's another example of really good country and Irish. The Irish side of it is Mary Duff. She has a lovely voice and she's treating this song really well. It was a big hit for Dolly Parton. This is her version, her being Mary Duff and To Daddy. And listen to this for some good country and Irish.
Mama never seemed to miss the finer things in life. If she did, she never did say so to Daddy. She never wanted to be more than mother and a wife. If she did, she never did say so to Daddy. The only thing that seemed to be important in her life was to make our house a home and make us happy. Mama never wanted any more than what she had. If she did, she never did say so to Daddy. He often left her all alone, but she didn't mind the staying home. If she did, she never did say so to Daddy. And she never missed the flowers and the cards he never sent her. If she did, she never did say so to Daddy. Being took for granted was a thing that she accepted, and she didn't need those things to make her happy. And she didn't seem to notice that he didn't kiss and hold her. If she did, she never did say so to Daddy. One morning we awoke just to find a note that Mama carefully wrote and left to Daddy. And as he began to read it, our ears could not believe it, the words she had written there to Daddy. She said, the kids are old enough and they don't need me very much. I'm gone to search for love I need so badly. I have needed you so long, but I just can't keep holding on. She never meant to come back home. If she did, she never did say so to Daddy. Goodbye to Daddy.
Yes, friends, I am aware that a lot of people don't like country and Irish. I do like a lot of it. Not all of it, because some of it's rubbish. But if it's good, if it's Irish and if it's country, well, it's good country and Irish in my book. And there was a good example of good country and Irish. Mary Duff and To Daddy. Earlier on the programme, and I played you the track by the Irish Weavers about the strangers being welcome in Cork, I did mention the fact that if we got the chance, we might put another Cork track in. Well, I'm going to do that just now, but I want to explain something to you. This was recorded way back by Joe Lynch. Now, Joe was a famous Irish entertainer, I think is the word. He was a wonderful actor. And he also did a bit of singing, and in the early days, certainly late 40s, early 50s anyway, he was making lots of what were then called records, 78s and the like. Here, Joe Lynch, who is, at this particular point when this recording was made, was nearing the end of his career, he's singing that lovely song that I love so much, his version of A Cottage by the Lee, and as I've told you many, many times, the Lee is the river on which Cork stands.
Tis well I know that often folks keep wondering when in my eyes a far-off look they see. What can it be, the cause of all my dreaming? What is this dream so very dear to me? And truth to tell, 'tis often I go roaming in dreams along the road of memory, to where my heart will find its consolation within that lovely cottage by the Lee. My home sweet home that I so fondly cherish, the dear ones there mean everything to me. In all this world, if there can be a heaven, I'm sure it's in that cottage by the Lee. 'Cause that's my dream, my lovely dream of homeland. And though I thought a rover I could be, but soon I found I left my heart behind me in that old lovely cottage by the Lee.
Joe Lynch and his version of A Cottage by the Lee. I think the last time we played a version of that was by Daniel O'Donnell. On last week's programme, I played you a track by that fabulous Irish group, Wee Banjo 3. I'm going to play you another track of theirs now. I want you to listen to the banjo playing. It's wonderful. Wee Banjo 3 and their harmony, arrangement, everything is fine and full of life. They're singing Happiness.
Happiness is just around the corner from you. Even though it feels like there is nothing you can do when you're sitting in the dark there, happiness is just around the corner. Your loneliness is only temporary, it's true. And when you leave, you don't have to take it with you. You can put all that behind you now. Happiness is just around the corner. I feel like shedding all my skin, starting something new. I feel like I'm ready to begin, find my own way through. Oh, happiness is just around the corner from me. And I feel like it's the first time that I can really see. Fear is an illusion. Happiness is just around the corner. It rains and rains and rains and rains and rains and rains for days. You wake up one bright morning and all the rain has gone away. The sun is on the horizon. Happiness is just around the corner. I feel like shedding all my skin, starting something new. I feel like I'm ready to begin, find my own way through. Sad. All you have to do is think the best you've ever had can only now get better. Happiness is just around the corner. Oh, happiness. 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 Happiness is just around the corner. Oh, happiness. Happiness, 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 happiness is just around the corner. Oh, happiness.
Banjo 3 and Happiness. And what I liked about that was they didn't try to put on their pseudo-American accents. They sang with their Irish accents there. And Wee Banjo 3 and Happiness. Well, friends, I hope you found some happiness in this week's Sounds Irish. I did promise you at the beginning that it was, well, it would be mixed programme, and it has been very mixed, has it not? I sincerely hope you've enjoyed it. Just to let you know that if you'd like to drop me an email, the email address is everton274@sky.com. E-V-E-R-T-O-N 274 at sky.com. Just a little few emails that came in during the week, not with specific requests, but just questions. For instance, somebody wants to know where I got my email address from. Well, I'm a big Everton supporter. Everton is a soccer team that I've been supporting since I was about 9 or 10. They play in the UK. And also, my signature tune is a piece of music that was written especially for the programme. I'm very proud of that, by my colleague and friend Chrissy Cochran. The song, well, I just call it Sounds Irish because I don't think it's got a name. But not only did Chrissy write the piece, but she plays it on the Tyro's keyboard, and I think she gets a wonderful sort of Irish sound. Would you not agree? Friends, this is Joe Bollard saying, may good God bless you and yours, and of course, me and mine. And until we're together again with another edition of Sounds Irish, it doesn't matter what radio station you're listening to me on. This is Joe Bollard saying, God bless you all. Take care. Travel safely. Sláinte. Bye.